If you seriously need to save on groceries, and more for less is what you crave, Food City understands the struggle is real. That's why their high-quality store brands are such a great deal. Nobody does quality and savings like Food City.
It's the Gates Hotline. Welcome in Tennessee softball head coach Karen Weekly. Lady Vols coming off the SEC tournament and announced yesterday as the number 11 overall seed in the NCAA tournament. Knoxville Regional coming up this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Karen, I want to talk first about the streak of regionals. The 17th straight season Tennessee has hosted here in Knoxville. You realize that the kids you are recruiting right now were not born the last time Tennessee was not home for the first round of the postseason.
Dang, Brian. That makes me feel really old.
I was there, too. I'm old, too.
Well, it makes me feel old, but it also makes me very proud. And, you know, as I walk through the halls of our clubhouse and you see the pictures on the wall of the, you know, the All-Americans that have come through here, you know, the All-Region players, the All-SEC performers, the SEC Players of the Year, you know, the Honda Award winners, National Players of the Year, Pitchers of the Year. It's just great talent, great athletes, great competitors, great Lady Vols that, you know, have led to a streak like that.
You know, I was talking to Aaron Edmondson and Kelsey Leach on the way out of the selection show last night, and I know you said in the team meeting, hey, don't take this for granted, and those are two players that don't, particularly playing at home with what they went through at Texas Tech and now coming to Knoxville and being a part of it. What have they meant to this team this year?
Well, I think you nailed it there. You know, just the enthusiasm, the energy they bring every day because they are so grateful for this opportunity to be at Tennessee, to be competing in a conference like the SEC, to be in the postseason, the most exciting, the most fun time of the year. And like I told the team, 301 teams start the season, and now there's only 64 left. That's a lot of people, you know, packing up to go home today, and we're still playing ball, and we're competing for a championship, so let's enjoy it.
All right, we're talking softball, so let's talk about the most important position, in my opinion at least. Ashley Rogers and crew, where are we at with the pitching heading into the regional?
Well, if you look at our last couple weekends, pitching has come on awfully strong. First in the series here against Auburn, we got great pitching performances, complete games from, you know, Ashley and then Aaron and then Riley White gave us an outstanding performance in game three wins. And, you know, pitching was really, really good down at the SEC tournament. You know, Ashley Rogers with the 13 inning shutout. I mean, that's two games in one day. Just threw lights out for us. And then I thought Aaron threw really, really well, you know, and gave us a chance to win against Missouri. They only squared up a few balls. Unfortunately, those ones went over the fence, but I thought she gave us a really solid outing. So I'm very pleased with where our pitching is right now.
That brings up the question, what about hitting? The bats were a little silent, certainly down in Gainesville with the 13 innings scoring one run, and then with the game against Missouri. What do you do to kind of wake those bats up again here for the regional?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a situation where over a two-day span, you know, 17 hits and only one run to show for it. That's just really unusual. And, you know, we talked about that after the loss to Missouri, that we need to remember who we are as an offense, remember how successful we've been in SEC play this year. There's only one team that scored more runs than we did, and that was Arkansas. So this is a prolific offense. This is an offense that, you know, can do damage 1 through 9. And I think it just gets back to pass the bat and understand you're not going to get it done every time. But if we have the right approach 1 through 9, the results will take care of themselves. And I think there's been games, and I think this weekend was an example of that, where we just put too much individual pressure on ourselves, try to do too much in a single at bat, and don't, you know, play with a team approach. And that's going to be the key for us, just timely hitting and passing the bat as a team.
Talking to Tennessee softball head coach Karen Weekly as Tennessee prepares for the NCAA regional this weekend in Knoxville. Tickets right now at allvols.com. Karen, Campbell is the first opponent, so I'll ask about them first. What have you been able to uncover about the Camels that video coordinator Hunter King came up with for you film-wise last night?
Well, Hunter is awesome. Hunter worked well into the night to get 3 games loaded on film for us, which we're watching now. And, you know, we played them last year. They have a relatively new head coach. I think this might be her second year there. And I know her well, and she's a competitor, and she's building a good program. And they came off an exciting win in the Big South Conference Tournament, and they're going to get after it. You know, they're going to be very competitive, and everybody who's in the tournament this time of year is going to be good. So we've got to have all of our eyes focused on Friday night and getting win number one.
All right, so I'll take your eyes off of that for a second. You also have Ohio State and Oregon State coming in here. Tennessee faced off against Oregon State in Palm Springs, was, and I think talking to the team last night, was not a performance they were proud of and something they're ready to atone for. But there's a good possibility that it's Ohio State that comes through for the winner's bracket game Saturday morning. What do you know about the Buckeyes and the Beavers and how much they've changed since last time Tennessee played them?
Well, I know those are both two very strong teams. Like you said, we played Oregon State and Palm Springs. Yes, it wasn't a good outing for us. We had a short but intense team conversation after that game. And I think that was the beginning of, you know, kind of the, I guess you'd say the saga for Ashley Rogers this year of not really being healthy. We found out after that weekend that was kind of the start of some of the problems, and she was shut down shortly after that. So I don't think she had her best stuff that night. And, you know, but it wasn't our best performance. And I think we can draw on that and say, hey, you know, we didn't play a good game. So let's just kind of flush that one and know that we're a much different team now if we happen to face Oregon State this weekend. Ohio State, you know, they are always a good team. We've seen them here in regionals many times before. The Big Ten is much improved this year. The Big Ten got quite a few teams into the NCAA tournament, which I know they've struggled to in the past, but they really upped their non-conference, you know, RPI schedule this year. They have a pitcher who's a transfer from Auburn, and she's led the way for them, a big lefty that throws really hard. And we faced her last year when we were down at Auburn, so we'll have that familiarity. But, you know, we'll get after it Friday night and, you know, get that first win. That's the goal. And then we'll see, you know, who we match up with on Saturday.
We're talking with Lady Vol softball head coach Karen Weekly. Karen, you piqued my interest here, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask. Short but intense, you described the post-game conversation after the Oregon State game. I'm dying to know what was said. I know you're not going to tell me. You're not going to tell me. It's okay. But just know I'm dead over here trying to figure out what it was like.
Well, usually it's just some version of show up.
I can tell you the only time, it wasn't Oregon State, it was down in Clearwater, the only time in the 10 years I've been doing this that the staff wasn't welcome in the general vicinity of the team conversation was down in Clearwater. So sometimes, you know, sometimes you got those messages to deliver.
I'm over the teasing. I need to know.
Let's just say every team needs a wake-up call, you know, once or twice throughout the season.
There you go. That's fair. I'll take it.
Karen, I got to ask you this. One of the stories we were talking about on the show earlier today, Jim Schlossnagel, the baseball coach at Texas A&M, canceled their midweek game tomorrow night because even winning would drop them in the RPI, and they're right on the edge of hosting. When you're looking at non-conference games, but particularly those midweek non-conference games late in the season, what's your philosophy on those and thinking about how it may impact your ability to host in the postseason when you're more worried about, you know, the conference games that are ahead?
You know, I've never been in that situation where I've had to make a decision like that. I do know that when you make your schedule, you're very cognizant of how a midweek is going to help or hurt you. I think bad losses are a much bigger factor for the committee. The interesting thing for us this year, if we want to talk about seeding, is, you know, we had the number 10 RPI and the number one strength of schedule, and our worst loss was to number 35 RPI. So that's a pretty darn good resume. I think where we lacked was we went out and played 20 games against the top 25 RPI teams. We won 8 of those. I would argue that we probably would have won a handful more if Ashley had been healthy all year and now she is healthy, as evident by the last few weekends and the outings she's had. But, you know, I have a little bit of a hard time, I guess, with, you know, if you're a team that only puts yourself out there against the top 25, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 times versus 20 times. If you're going to put yourself out there 20 times, especially dealing with injuries, you're going to take some lumps. So, you know, all of that stuff goes into, you know, your scheduling and trying to figure out what's going to be most important to a committee, you know, when they get in that room. And sometimes it's hard to predict what's going to weigh more.
I know everybody saw what was across the bracket, and you definitely can't think a full weekend ahead, but did you like how your team responded to where they are in the overall bracket when it was announced last night?
You know, I think they're excited about this weekend. And if you look ahead, it's like studying for a test. If you sit there and think, you know, how much you want to make an A, and you just sit there and think about that without studying, you're not going to make an A. So if you're going to get excited about supers, then use that excitement to force you to do some extra work this week, do more film than you ever planned on, get in and take extra cuts, take extra ground balls. Use that motivation or that excitement to prepare harder so that you make sure you take care of business this weekend and you put yourself in a position to play in Super Regionals.
Coach, we always appreciate the time on Mondays. We'll talk to you again next week, but I certainly hope it is in preparation for Super Regionals. Again, game times on Friday at 6:30 for Tennessee's game, and then the opener is at 4. Encourage people to get out to the stadium this weekend. And then you're wrapping up your campaign for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with some great fan availability. I know our buddy Carter is one of the ones bidding on some of them. What are some of those things, and where can people find out more about your Woman of the Year campaign?
Well, the really cool item is a Tennessee basketball experience that Rick Barnes has offered, and this is for a game next year, a home game next year, 2 tickets, seats right behind the bench, but also the day prior to the game, going to the team practice, having dinner with the team that night.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's an inside look, hanging out with the team. Then on game day, going to the team walkthrough, being a part of the pregame meal, being a part of the power talk. Really, it's like you're hanging with the team for a day and a half leading up to the game, and then sitting behind the bench. And that is a, you know, big, big auction item that has been online for people to bid on since Friday. If you go to my Twitter page, it's in my pinned tweet, and there's a video there with me and Rick explaining exactly what it entails, what the winner's going to get. And then there's a link to click on to go in and bid. And man, I would really, really recommend that for anybody who would just love an inside look at Tennessee men's basketball and get to hang with Rick and the guys for a day and a half.
A softball experience is up there as well. Some cool prizes also, and an opportunity to help a great cause.
Absolutely. And it all ends tonight. So if you want a chance at any of those prizes, get on there and place your bid before 7 p.m. tonight.
Well, Coach, good luck this weekend. We will talk to you again next week, and good luck as you conclude your fundraiser for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We will see you at the ballpark this weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.